AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A Russian judge has convicted and sentenced basketball star Brittany Griner on drug charges. Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with the details.
Griner had told the court she made an honest mistake in having cannabis oil at Moscow's airport.
I've never meant to break any laws here.
And she showed little emotion as the judge sentenced her to 9 years in prison.
This is a miscarriage of justice.
U.S. Embassy official Elizabeth Rood says the Biden administration will keep working to free Griner. President Biden calls the outcome unacceptable and urges Russia to immediately release Griner after a politically charged trial, which could lead to a prisoner exchange. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Ukraine, Russian forces fired dozens of rockets at Nikopol, which lies close to Europe's biggest nuclear power plant. The U.N.'s nuclear chief says he fears the situation around the Zaporizhia plant is grave and dangerous. The Justice Department has charged 4 Louisville police officers involved in Breonna Taylor's death with civil rights violations. She was shot to death in 2020 after officers knocked down her door while executing a search warrant. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
We allege that the defendants knew their actions in falsifying the affidavit could create a dangerous situation, and we allege these unlawful acts resulted in Ms. Taylor's death.
In eastern Kentucky, cleanup work continues after those devastating floods, but in a bright spot, Governor Andy Beshear says the death toll remains at 37.
We still believe the number will go up, but every day that passes makes it more likely that it won't go up by as much.
In Northern California, some 1,300 people remain under evacuation orders, but firefighters have finally gotten some containment, 10%, on the McKinney Fire near the Oregon border. It's burned nearly 92 square miles of forest land, while 4 bodies have been found. This is AP News. Walter Ratliff now with news of a promotion at the Vatican.
Pope Francis has promoted a Vatican nurse whom he credited with saving his life to be his personal healthcare assistant. The 85-year-old pontiff credited the nurse, Massimiliano Strappetti, with having accurately ascertained an intestinal problem that led to a 10-day hospital stay. The Pope has had a series of health problems in the past year, most significantly strained ligaments in his right knee that has led to frequent use of a wheelchair. Strappetti's appointment was announced days after he and a doctor accompanied Francis on his historic trip to Canada. On the flight home, Francis said he would have to slow down his future travels and maybe resign one day. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And finally, Batgirl was almost in the can, as they say in the movie business, but it turned out to be the trash can. Warner Brothers paid $90 million to have the movie made, but now says it's decided not to release it. Usually, if a movie is considered beneath a studio standards, it's dumped quietly or sold off. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.